The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Paul Barrett is the CEO of Rome Resources. He joins us now following a good set of assay results from the company's Montagoma project in the DRC. I mean, I should say another set of good assay results because they keep on coming, don't they, Paul? Tell us about this set.
Yeah, that's right, Alistair. So this is the, effectively, these are the final pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that we've given MSA in terms of assessing these for a maiden resource. Yes, so there's some good in the main part of the Montagoma zone. There's some good intervals, you know, up to 3% tin in places. And so it's pointing to quite an interesting MRE when we get that out. Obviously, it's not for Montagoma. It's not just going to be tin. There's going to be a lot of copper and a lot of zinc. But tin, clearly the main focus for us and has been from day one. So, yeah, it's all interesting. It's also pointing the way with hole 30 to this kind of eastern zone that we're now calling Montagoma East, because we think it is physically separated by a fault from the main zone. So that's also work in progress. That won't show in this resource estimate. We have to drill some deeper holes to the southeast to put enough intercepts in there to make it worthwhile adding it as a resource in the next iteration.
Yeah, but it does mean that there'll still be significant upside on the table in terms of potential resource, even after you put this maiden resource out into the world.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, not only the Montagoma East at depth, but also the fact that we've got the copper and the tin geochem anomalies to the north of the main Montagoma zone, extending northwards into a completely undrilled area. So we'll be drilling that. We also want to drill deeper in the southern part of the Montagoma main zone, which is where we expect the tin to become more prevalent. And also then in Kalai, which is pure tin anyway, but we have again some undrilled geochem surface anomaly to the north, and also some to the south as well. So going deeper there and also stepping out. So there's quite a few areas that can create, or rather deliver, upside to the numbers. Yeah, that's right.
So let's talk about that a little bit then. So the resource estimate is coming out within a matter of a couple of weeks, as you say. What will happen then? What's next after that?
Well, we're planning at the moment. The helicopter is still away, so we're doing geochemical soil sampling on the ground at the moment. Doesn't need helicopter support. So after that, and we are planning a number of drill holes to look at these various targets. So clearly assessing the extent of the Montagoma East zone, and also, as I say, going further north and going deeper in both Montagoma and in Kalai. So we've got a new crew, and we've got a new an updated rig and a new supervisor, and we think, you know, we need that. So we need a drilling unit that can perform well to get us down to 400, 450 metres, which is where we think in both in Kalai and in Montagoma we'll see quite a bit of tin. I'm fairly confident of that.
And what do you think other players in the industry, other mining companies, are going to make of your resource then? Because at that point, the point that you put out the resource, you'll be able to definitively say, well, we have such and such amount of tin, zinc and copper, and it's at this grade and this depth. Do you think that's going to sort of heighten the level of interest from other industry?
Well, I think it will. I mean, we've been talking to various people, you know, from the kind of the offtake side and strategic partners, etc., about the tin and the copper. Tin, obviously, we're just next door to Alphamin, so as a route out, that is quite compelling and quite straightforward. Copper is not processed in the region, and Alphamin don't really have that much copper. They have a small amount, but they don't process. And so, you know, copper, although we are expecting maybe seven times or so more copper than tin in what we've seen so far. So it's a significant volume. Whether we talk to someone in terms of tin only, or whether we have all the commodities. I mean, there is actually, during these discussions, there is quite a lot of interest in copper as well. But we're not morphing into a copper company was sticking with the tin, but the copper could be really valuable.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that. I mean, you say you're sticking with the tin. It was noticeable in the release accompanying the latest results that you guys highlighted the tin price very strong at the moment. Your grades equally are very good in comparison to other tin projects, historically speaking. So you've got a strong tin price and very good grades. So it's a lot of positive factors that we're bringing to the table here.
Yes, I think also the fact, as I mentioned, 8 Alphamin 8 kilometers away, and they're exporting the tin concentrate. Therefore, although it is clearly a remote operation, we're right next door to an exit route. So, yeah, and with a something like $15,000-$16,000 a ton mining costs, mining and processing costs, then at 35,000 or whatever it is today, it's a significant margin.
Yeah, it's good to see such great progress from Rome over the year. I mean, the results from Monte Gomera have been very encouraging. Do you think that the wider context in which you're operating is also helpful in the sense that the mining sector seems to be picking up a bit of steam and generally interest seems to be coming back into the broader space?
Well, I think there are those kind of signs, and in DRC, where you're seeing potentially some US involvement and joint ventures there, etc., that will kind of open things up quite a bit more. I think I think you mentioned you're impressed with what we've done, and I really wanted to make sure that most of the money, whatever we could, went in the ground rather than overheads or G&A or whatever. So we do run a very tight ship, and we have spent much more than 50% of what we had on in the subsurface. So I mean, we're doing, we think, a good job.
Well, we look forward with great anticipation to the maiden resource, Paul. Thanks for joining us in the meantime, but hopefully we'll be speaking again and speaking about positive news very shortly.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.